This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Rachel Sanchez-Smith. With me is Courtney Lanning, a film critic with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Courtney, thank you for joining us today. Now, we have Sneakerella from Disney this week, and this film is not on Disney Channel, as I heard, only on Disney Plus.
Right. And, you know, speaking of Disney Channel, though, this is sort of like a love letter to the Disney Channel original movies that millennials and Zoomers grew up with. Things like Xenon and The 13th Year and Wendy Wu. But you're right, this is on Disney Plus as opposed to regular Disney Channel.
Gosh, I remember Wendy Wu as a child. That was my, watched it an innumerable amount of times. But I'm afraid to go back and look at it. I'm like, I know I'm going to see so many things if I go back. So it's just burned in my memory.
If you are curious and you work up the courage, that too is on Disney Plus. All those Disney original movies, they are available on that service as well.
Well, Courtney, what can we say as far as the characters, the protagonists, and their interactions for Sneakerella? What are your thoughts?
So Sneakerella is basically a retelling of Cinderella, but it's flipped. So instead of a girl who goes to the ball with glass slippers to try to earn the attention of a prince, this is the story set in modern day Queens about a guy who works in a shoe store who develops sneakers on the down low, and he goes to a charity gala to try to get the attention of a girl he really likes who is the heir to like a sneaker empire. So they flip the script, and it's definitely a creative take.
Definitely a creative take. Now, this film is a musical comedy. What are your thoughts on the soundtrack?
You know, unfortunately, while the central characters, Elle, our shoe store clerk, and Kira, the heir to our sneaker fortune, while they're a cute couple and they make a great movie together, the soundtrack is the one thing that I feel like kind of weighs this down. The songs for Sneakerella, to be honest, they're pretty bland and forgettable. They're not awful. They just don't offer anything spectacular. Maybe Lin-Manuel Miranda has kind of like ruined the quality of musicals for me in recent years because I expect so much of them. But as I said, this is kind of like a Disney Channel original movie. So it would have been better if it was just a straight film without the song and dance numbers, I feel like.
Absolutely. Courtney Lanning, what else is coming out this week?
So the other big movie coming out this week is Firestarter. And this is an adaptation of a Stephen King novel that I happen to like a lot. They remade this. This is another take on the movie, I guess. They've made this movie a couple decades back. But from the previews, it doesn't look amazing. It's got Zac Efron in it, but I can't say too many great things based on the previews I've seen.
Not super promising from the previews, I bet. Now,
no.
What are you hoping to review next week?
So next week, I'd like to bring you another Disney film. Disney is rebooting their Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, and it looks like this is going to be the House of Mouse's take on Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So if I can snag a review copy of that, I'd love to chat with you about it next week.
Well, Courtney Lanning, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You can read Courtney's full review of Sneakerella today in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Rachel Sanchez-Smith.